What up? What up? What up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of AzBrock Bengals Thoughts, presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. My name is, of course, Chris AzBrock, and I am here to discuss the Cincinnati Bengals falling on the road to the Chicago Bears. So, this was, easy to put it, not one of the best games that we have seen. This was just an ugly performance by the Cincinnati Bengals overall. When you look at overall what you saw last week, this was just a completely different game this week. When you take a look at everything, and I'm trying to get pull up the game book here, which is going to tell a lot. The Cincinnati Bengals, defensively, you got to give Lou Anarumo credit. Lou Anarumo has done, I'm going to say, just a fantastic job. I'm going to put it out there, a fantastic job of running this defense. Now, you know, you're going to have misplays here and there. You know, things are going to happen. But overall, the Cincinnati Bengals did a good job of handling the Chicago Bears and Justin Fields and Andy Dalton. Now, there were times to where the Bengals did not do a good job of bringing down the quarterback in terms of, like I said, Andy Dalton is kind of what I'm going to get at here. And let's see, let me pull up everything here for Dalton and what we saw. See, now it's just not wanting to. Nothing's wanting to cooperate for me here right now, which is par for the course. But the Cincinnati Bengals, like I said, let me pull it up here. Come on. There it is. Okay. Overall, the Bengals, again, David Montgomery does a great job of making plays when they matter most. And that's what we saw today. David Montgomery made some great plays. The Bengals did a good job of shutting him down, because you can't shut him down per se, but they did a relatively good job of doing that. And let's see, now this doesn't want to cooperate for me here. So David Montgomery, 20 rushes for 61 yards. That's an average of 3.1 yards per rush. His longest was 11. Justin Fields, 10 rushes for 31 yards. Another 3.1 yard average. Longest of 10. Andy Dalton, 2 rushes for 25 yards. And I tweeted out, and it was kind of funny how the Bengals, I said they're making Andy Dalton look like the next version of Michael Vick. And that's kind of what it seemed like there at some points, is the Bengals just let Dalton kind of, you know, have his way with the team. That's pretty much what we saw in some aspects of it. But if you look at what the Bengals did, you know, offensively, it was not pretty. Joe Burrow, 19 of 30, 207 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. Joe Mixon, just 20 rushes for 69 yards. They couldn't get him going. Offensive line did not do a I didn't think they did a relatively good job at all. And that is the part that really doesn't help. When your offensive line, your so-called rebuild offensive line, which I thought overall was going to, I thought that they were going to be a lot better this year than what they were. Now, last year, let's be real, doesn't take much. But you give up 5 sacks last week to a Minnesota Vikings team who has got a pretty darn good defense, and they did a really good job with Mike Zimmer's defenses. You know what you're going to get from. They're always going to be difficult, and they're going to be a pain to play against. Same with the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears defense is, they've got some talent on there, and they made things difficult for the Bengals and the offense of getting things going at all. And that's what we saw today. Some of the things that were happening, they can't happen. Like, you cannot allow those to take place. And the Bengals allowed it to happen. And let me see if I can pull up. There we go. The game book here from NFL. Justin Fields, the Bengals only allowed 116 yards passing. Again, the majority of the points that were scored were from you know, I don't want to say a short field because Andy Dalton did take him down here. Let me try and get here the ball possession. They went 9 plays, 43 yards. They did have 32 penalty yards. So it was technically it was a 75-yard net drive that resulted, you know, like I said, in a touchdown there. But then again, you had the interception that was returned for a touchdown. You know, at one point, the last five drives in the fourth quarter, the five drives in the fourth quarter all were the first three interceptions. It was a 6-play drive, 35 yards interception. 2 plays, 4 yards interception. 1 play interception. Again, at the one point, Joe Burrow had 3 straight passes picked off, 3 straight attempts. Then they rebounded. They got the ball back on the interception from Logan Wilson on Justin Fields. You go 6 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. It was after that they got the interception. Bengals go, they go 1 play, 7 yards, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins. And then at that point, the Bengals cannot get the stop that they needed defensively. But you look at how things just, the Bengals never gave themselves a chance offensively to start off. You know, you're down 7-0 at the end of the first half, and you never gave yourself a chance to stay in the game and make things happen. Because in the second half, you really shot yourself in the foot. 4 straight drives ended with a turnover. You have the T. Higgins fumble. That was a 1-play, 14-yard, boom, fumble, done. You know, and you're done. You get the ball back, you know, 6 plays, 35 yards, interception, another 2 plays. And like, the Bengals did not give themselves a chance to take control of this game because they shot themselves in the foot offensively. You know, the fourth down, which I liked it. They punted their first drive. They went 12 plays, 33 yards, 15 yards penalty. So like I said, it was a net yard drive of 48 with 4 first downs. They end up having to punt. No big deal. You're still down 7-0. Bengals forced the Chicago Bears on fourth down. They get the ball back. And, you know, the Bengals end up going for it on fourth down on their end. Did not get it. Questionable call. Questionable pass interference call. Let's be real. The officials did not have a good game in the first half, in my opinion. I didn't think they helped either team. Some of the penalty calls were just, they weren't good. They weren't pretty at all. And you really took away a lot of the flow of the game. And some of the penalties, like I said, just were not, they just weren't good. And in a game like this, you know, teams got to take advantage of it. And they simply did not. The Bengals did not take advantage of it when they could have or should have, and therefore it did. It ended up costing the Bengals, you know, a victory here. Because in my personal opinion, I don't think the Chicago Bears are that good of a football team. You know, they were completely dominated last week by the Rams, and the Bengals just, you know, they simply could not get it going in this game. Offensively, like I said, you know, they didn't do a good job. Overall, Chicago Bears had they had over 8 minutes of possession in 3 of the 4 quarters. The only time that flip-flopped was in the second quarter, where the Bengals had 8 minutes and 21 seconds compared to 6 minutes and 39 seconds for the Chicago Bears. Other than that, the Bengals just did not have any, you know, any chance to really possess the ball on the majority of the time. And when they did, they seemed to turn it over. You know, the Bengals in the first half only had 6 first downs compared to 10 of the Chicago Bears. Now I'm looking at it here. I'm trying to get the again, it's not really helping me here. But you look at the the longest plays for each team. And this is something I think really does it does speak a lot in my opinion here. Because you know, it really shows defensively, you know, what your defense is looking at and what they're playing like. You know, you had the 42-yard touchdown pass from Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase. Again, that connections look good. If you look at the out of the Bengals' five longest plays, three of those took place in the fourth quarter. So they were able to get it going, but at that point, it's too little, too late. You look at the longest plays for the Chicago Bears, none of them were in the fourth quarter. Their longest play was a 21-yard pass from Justin Fields to Mooney. Like I said, you know, that's, you know, a pass play. Okay, not too bad. But then the majority of their, you know, of theirs were passes. So you're going to get beat. You know, you're going to get beat on passes. Sometimes they're going to make plays. So, but the majority of them, the Bengals' longest plays were 42, 22, 15, 15, 14, 14, 12, 12, 10, and 10. But then you look at the Bears, 21 was their longest play. 21 yards was their longest play, and then 17 yards, then 15, 14, 13, and the rest were 11 yards. And none of those were a run outside of two of those. And that was, well, three. You had the Andy Dalton scramble for 14 yards. Then you had another Andy Dalton scramble for 11. Then you had David Montgomery for an 11-yard rush as well. Other than that, they're all through the air. The Bengals, all of theirs were passing. They just couldn't get anything going on the ground. And that's one thing that in a game like this, you have to take advantage of. You got to get the run game going. Joe Mixon led the NFL in rushing coming out of week one. He had 156 yards on the ground. Couldn't do anything this game. The Bears defense did a really good job of shutting them down. The largest lead of the game was the Bears, 17. You know, at one point it was, you know, it was ugly. It was 17-0 at one point, or 20-3. I'm sorry. Bengals did not have a single drive where they were leading. The Bengals had 28 minutes and 39 seconds of time of possession where they were trailing. They were trailing right from the get-go. The very first possession of this football game, Andy Dalton led the Chicago Bears down the field for a touchdown drive, and after that, they never relinquished the lead. That is something that simply cannot happen for this Bengals team that is, supposedly a new-look Bengals team. Again, offensively, they did not look good, plain and simple. Defensively, you know, you gave up 123 yards on the ground. Only 61 of those were to David Montgomery. And the more I watch him, obviously he's a Cincinnati guy. Really fun to watch. It's great seeing him succeed. But the Bengals, like they did last week against Dalvin Cook, did a great job this week of controlling the rushing game. They did not let David Montgomery beat him. They didn't. Justin Fields, you know, a mobile quarterback. They made him look like a rookie in a lot of plays. You know, Joe Burrow, you know, you look on the flip side there, you know, the Bengals ended up with three sacks for 33 yards. Joe Burrow was sacked four times. That's nine times through the first two games of this season. And now you've got to face the Pittsburgh Steelers next week. And you know what they're going to be doing. You know, overall, you know, there were, you know, the Bengals, plain and simple, they have to do better offensively is what it comes down to. You got to take advantage of what is given to you. There are some costly drops. You know, there are obviously the turnovers. Like I said, Joe Burrow, you know, three interceptions. He had a quarterback rating of 66.2. On the flip side, you look at Andy Dalton. He goes 9 for 11 for 56 yards. He was sacked once. He did have a touchdown. But his quarterback rating, 118.2. Andy Dalton, you know what you're going to get from him. And I've said it all along. Andy Dalton is a quarterback that is not going to lose you a football game. He's not going to go out there and take the game by the balls and win it, but he ain't going to lose it for you. And that's what you're getting, you know, with Andy Dalton. You can kind of tell the way the Bears are approaching this game. And you could just see in that first drive, Andy Dalton was going to get the job done. And, you know, he was going to move when he needed to. Sadly, he did get hurt and had to be taken out of the game. So I hope Andy Dalton is okay. Obviously, you know, a hell of a guy here in Cincinnati. You know, if you don't like Andy Dalton, you've got a problem. If you're a Bengals fan because of what he did here in Cincinnati, you know, again, I was an Andy Dalton guy, and I've fought tooth and nail for him, and I will continue to do so. I think he's just a solid quarterback. Like I said, he's not going to lose you a game, but he's not going to go out and win you a game either. But like I said, you know what you're going to get from Andy Dalton. And in a game like this, this was perfect for Andy. And, you know, again, through the short time he was in this game, did a relatively good job. You know, defensively, like I said, the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, there was a couple missed tackles that you could see that the Bengals just, you know, they were right there on the cusp. And like I said, Trey Hendrickson, I think he did, you know, he looked good. T. Higgins, you know, on the flip side here, I'm looking at the fumbles, you know, in this game, you know, T. Higgins, you know, loses the fumble. But then Trey Hendrickson on the one side forces one along with Logan Wilson. Wilson could not pick it up. So it's situations like that, that when the Bengals had the break, it just didn't go their way. And that was a lot of the problem in this game. You look at, you know, receiving-wise, you know, the Bears only held Joe Burrow with 207 yards passing. So this was not a fun game to watch if you liked offense. It just flat out was ugly, plain and simple. Ugly game to watch if you loved offense. Now, defense, you got good. You got what you wanted. You got your money's worth if you're a defensive fan. You love watching defensive football because that's what it was. You know, Chicago Bears defense is no joke. And you know, with the pass rush that they have, they did a really good job of really controlling the Bengals' offense and not letting them get anything done in this game. And that was exactly, you know, that was the deciding factor of this football game, was that the Cincinnati Bengals just simply could not get anything done offensively. And, you know, in terms of the game, it cost them. So you look at last week and then going into this week, man, what a bummer, because you had an opportunity here to go 2-0, and I had, what did I pick? I want to say 24-17 or 24-20. I can't remember I'll have to look at what I was texting back and forth with Nick on with my prediction, but I picked the Bengals to win. Now, this was a game that I had the Bengals winning right from the get-go, and I had them losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, and looking at everything here, now you're looking at, realistically, now you're 1-1. You're realistically looking at 1-2 because you got to go to Pittsburgh next week. Ooh, that's, you know, Bengals beat the Steelers last year. So with that being the case, what are we going to be getting here from this team here next week? The Raiders, you know, went on the road and knocked off Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Now the Bengals kind of go there with a bad taste in their mouth, because this was not a victory. You know, this was not a game that you wanted to have. This was a game that you had a relatively really good shot of coming away with a victory, and I thought that was going to happen. Now, you know, with the way things are going here, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers next week, and then a short week where you face the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's, you know, best case scenario, you're 3-1. Worst case, you're 1-3. Realistically, you look at 2-2 coming out of that Thursday night game. But now it's about momentum here. You have to come back and you have to reestablish your game and, you know, and what this team can do. things obviously got to get shored up offensively, because what we saw was just not pretty. Like I said, the receiving, you know, the receivers did not help out Joe Burrow in some aspects. You got some fumbles, you got some drops. Again, those things got to get cleaned up, and those will get cleaned up, because you got these receivers, they're good receivers. It's not, you know, I'm just going to look at this as this was an anomaly and not, you know, the norm now. I'm going to say, you know, it's not exactly what we were, what we're accustomed to seeing from this football team. Joe Burrow is not going to be this bad every single week. It's not going to happen. Joe Burrow, you know what you're going to get from Joe Burrow. He's going to play good football. And even then, at the one point, he had thrown three interceptions and no touchdowns. And he came out there and fired off two touchdowns relatively quick. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff there. You know what you're going to get from Joe Burrow. The dude's a gamer. He's not going to give up. He's going to keep your team in it. You know, the Bengals, they're going to be just fine. But it's games like this, though, you can't drop. And they did. You know, this is where, like I discussed on last week's episode, was where the Bengals could go anywhere from, you know, hell, 4-13 to 10-7. Like I said, the max for this team, I think, right now, the ceiling is 10 wins. I don't see them getting any better than that or getting any more wins. Simply because of situations like this. This was a game, like I said, I thought they would win, but I thought out of the first 2 weeks they would be 1-1, realistically, because I figured they would have dropped last week, which was a swing game, and then this was a, I would say, you know, I don't want to say an easy victory, but in marking it down, you look at this one, you're saying, okay, I'm going to mark this one down as a win and not a swing game. So, you know, realistically, they should be 2-0. Thankfully, each team in the division is 1-1. I will find some solace in that. The Ravens play tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs, so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. The Ravens could be 0-2 at the end of this, but the Browns won. They rebounded from last week, from their loss against Kansas City. The Raiders went into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers. So they're 1-1 now. So Bengals, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland are all 1-1, and the Ravens yet to play. They will play tonight on Sunday Night Football, and we will see what we're going to get from that. But again, overall, the Cincinnati Bengals, tough, tough loss at the hands of the Chicago Bears and Andy Dalton. I will say I was pretty impressed with the Bengals and how they handled everything. Again, third down, they did a much better job. If you, like I said, defensively, this is what, you know, I'm talking here at, you know, the Bengals have to get better on third downs. And they did. They did give up 16 first downs, three of those by penalty. There were five first downs given in this game by penalty, both teams combined. Again, the referees did not have a good game in the first half. Just wasn't pretty. Third down efficiency, the Bengals were 50%, 6 of 12 on third down. Again, compared to the home Chicago Bears, they were 6 of 15, so 40%. Both teams were 0 for on fourth down, which, again, I love the play call. I love the aggressiveness, and that's one thing Zach Taylor did say that we're going to see more and more is the Bengals going to be more aggressive, especially on fourth down and things like that. And that's what we did see today. Unfortunately, it was a bad call. It should have been a pass interference that would have kept the drive going for the Bengals. Unfortunately, didn't call it, but it still, regardless, didn't cost them the game, because my goodness, you got to be able to take advantage of it. And they did not. You know, you look at the way things played out again, you know, you lose 20-17. There's going to be some things that go on that you're going to sit back and go, oh man, you know, this has to happen, or, you know, or that's got to happen. You know, Bengals did a good job in red zone efficiency. They were 1-for-1. The Bears were 1-for-3. So the Bengals did a good job of keeping those points off the board. And that's where defensively, like I said, you've got to give Lou Anarumo a ton of credit for what he has done with this football team defensively. You know, last year, a lot of people were ripping on him Lou Anarumo has done more with less than any coach I have seen in a long, long time. Now you're starting to get that production from these guys, and they're playing really well. Again, you're only giving up a total of 123 yards on the ground and 83 yards through the air, net yards, that is. You gave up total net yards of 206 to the Chicago Bears, an average gain per offensive play of 3.4 yards. That's going to win you some football games when you're doing that. When you're the Bengals, average gain per offensive play was 4.6. The Bengals ran 54 plays compared to 61 of the Chicago Bears. Last week, the Bengals were on the field for 80 plays. They dropped it down another, you know, another 19 in this game to where they were only on the field for 61 plays. Now, the Bengals offense did a good job of staying on the field and allowing the defense, obviously, to regroup. And then the Bengals did a good job defensively of getting off the field on third downs, you know, in situations to where, you know, you didn't allow the team to, you know, stay on the field and convert a third down. Now, the big third down was the Justin Fields rush that did really seal it at the end, you know, on the final drive. But overall, again, you know, Bengals, you know, did a good job. You know, each team fumbled once. Bengals, unfortunately, were unable to recover, which would have been huge because that would have been a scoop and score for Logan Wilson. But then again, the T. Higgins fumble, Chicago recovered it, and they were just able to take advantage of that. You look at penalties, the Bengals did much better in penalties. They were 4 for 57 compared to 8 penalties for 70 yards for the Chicago Bears. The interceptions, again, 3 interceptions for Joe Burrow. One of those was housed. You know, that simply can't happen. But again, those are the type of things that you're going to see that I don't, you know, again, it's an anomaly more often than not. It's not the norm, I don't think. And I'm willing, you know, to go out on the limb there and say that, as I don't think that that's the case. I don't think it is a situation where we're looking at the norm right now. Of, you know, this team consistently looking like this. I think if they're able to shore up a little bit more on the offensive line and facing some of the defensive schemes and getting Joe Mixon more and more touches and get him, you know, in the flow of the game, this team's going to be just fine offensively. I truly believe it because the defense is stepping up. So, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. The Bengals do fall to 1-1 on the season and now have to head to Pittsburgh to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, where I will obviously be back next week to discuss that game as well. With that being the case, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Asbrock's Bengals Thoughts, presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock. Make sure you check out the website, www.iscincy.com. Again, on Twitter at I am Chris Asbrock and at IS Cincy. Make sure you check all that out for everything. Like I said, Kirk and I are looking to get back into the podcasting where we will be discussing relatively a pretty good week of wrestling coming up here with AEW going to be in New York and obviously with Raw and SmackDown. We'll see. But with Extreme Rules and stuff like that coming up as well. So with that being the case, thank you guys as always. Make sure for all your fitness needs, make sure you check out fnxfit.com. That is fnxfit.com for all your fitness needs. And make sure when you do that, when you're going to check out and you want to save 15%, you need to use the promo code BDiesel. That is capital B, capital D on that. So again, it's fnxfit.com. Make sure you use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off of your purchase. Now, here's the thing. I'm just going to side note here. I love their stuff. Their products are awesome, plain and simple. The Thermogenic is awesome, the Reburn, and also the greens. I've lost over 40 pounds right now. I am on my way to losing a pretty good chunk of weight. Now, this right here used to be a lot fatter. If you are listening to the podcast and not the video, you are going to see my my face is a lot skinnier than what it was before. I was mighty fluffy. The reburn and the greens to help the, you know, but just basically it's, well, the thermogenic is just, it's awesome. And the greens do, they do wonders as well, getting all those vegetables and, you know, the grass and stuff like that. And yeah, it tastes really good. The tropical punch, simply fantastic. So I just went off a little tangent there. But hey, again, make sure you follow us on the social media. I am Chris Asbrock and at IS Cincy. And again, make sure you check out the website. And also, again, fnxfit.com. Make sure you check that out. Use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off your purchase. Again, thank you guys so, so, so very much. I truly appreciate it. And I will be back next week where I will discuss the Cincinnati Bengals and their road game where they face the Pittsburgh Steelers in the third game of the 2021 season. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week. Take care.